Welcome, cocktail fans, and welcome to another edition of Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I said welcome twice. That's because it's Christmas. It's our Christmas show, and I want to be especially
welcoming.
Yes.
Very nice.
And yes, and a little bit of sound effects.
Yeah.
Not done by Jason, who's normally our sound effects guy.
But, yeah. Actual bell.
An actual bell.
Look at that.
Did a bartender get his wings?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
After serving his 1,000th gin and tonic, he gets his wings.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets drunk.
Clarence?
I'm Dave. And
oh.
You are...
Oh, sorry, I'm playing with a bell. I'm bells on.
Also, bells off.
There you go.
Fred and...
Jason?
I'm going to say Jason.
Sure, you could say Jason.
Jason.
You'd be wrong, it's Justin.
Justin.
Oh,
oh right.
Yeah.
For a Christmas elf.
Yeah.
All right.
Explains the pointed ears.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Oops.
Anyways, well. Merry Christmas to our listeners. Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or
First day
whatever.
Those are keeping track.
Today, officially, our taping day is the first day of Hanukkah.
Right.
Yeah.
But who knows when you're listening to this? You could be listening at Easter.
You could be.
Yeah.
Which would be wrong. It would be Passover.
It's confusing.
Yes, Jason? Justin?
It's our Christmas show, but it actually is still a week till Christmas.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we got time.
From the time of this even airing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But because of the way our schedule works, this is it.
Because as usual, the whole crew goes down to the Bahamas for a month around Christmas. So we'll be leaving soon on the corporate jet.
Mm, yes. I have bad news.
What?
I've made a donation to the human fund.
Oh! On my behalf?
On your behalf.
Wow. Let me...
So just 2 weeks?
In just 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
But they say, of course, you get your shopping done early.
Yep.
And you have to prepare your menu. And so if you were going to be having an open house over the holidays, you could maybe do what we're doing tonight.
Well, there might be time, yeah.
Yeah.
You just squeeze it in. You head out to the supermarket and the liquor store.
Yeah. Get yourself some dark rum, some Calvados, some light rum. What else do you need? Oranges, lemons,
apricot, bourbon. Brandy.
Apricot brandy. Amaretto. Like pineapple syrup.
You could really open your own bar.
You're good to go.
Really. You're good to go.
For your Christmas libations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these are really... punch things.
Yeah, mine is kind of punchy, too.
Yours is very punchy, I think.
But it's a hot toddy. But I think with the tea in it, it makes it more punchy.
But it's
really a toddy.
Is it a toddy? Is it a tea toddy?
What's it called, Jason? What's the name of it?
Bells Will Be Ringing. Fairies. Fairies.
Where?
Wow.
And what's yours called,
this
Fred?
This is, it's based on the artillerymen's punch.
Oh my god, you don't have a huge gun, do you?
Yeah. That's a rather dark turn, isn't it? We go from bells to guns?
Stick them up!
I don't know.
And it's got a twist that my wife Laura suggested, so I'm calling it Laura's artillerymen's punch, just to make it harder to Google.
Because
there's a few different... There's the artillery punch, there's the artillery man punch, artillery man's punch, there's a whole bunch.
Right. So now it'll be harder to Google because it'll only be on our website, Laura's Artillery Men's punch.
Exactly.
Wow.
Artillery.
It's a mouthful.
It is.
Is it?
It will be. We'll find out. So this is from a book I've had. It's actually from the first bar book I ever bought.
Oh, yes.
And I bought it new.
Let us go back in time. The year is 1971, and a young Fred Partridge, who would have been like 15, goes and buys the Playboy's Bar Guide.
Yeah,
let's get a shot of that.
Wow. I bought it for the just for the recipes.
he thought it would make him into a Playboy.
Sure. It did, but it took a long time.
Yeah. Well, it looks, it looks its age.
Oh, yeah.
But,
there's some very 70s breasts on the front there.
Of course.
Yeah, you don't get them like that anymore.
Do you remember where you purchased it?
I think I got it at Woodward's.
Woodward's? In the bookstore? In the
bookstore.
In Guildford?
Yep.
The one outside in the mall?
Yes, before, actually, I think it was when I think it was before it moved there. I think it was downstairs before that.
Oh, okay. Mm.
But, yeah, I think before Stan's mom worked there, I would never have bought that if Stan's mom had been around.
No, no, because Stan's mom...
She would have told Stan, and then, I don't know. She would have gone...
I walked past that location today.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's in there?
Oh, I don't remember. I thought I did when I started the sentence, because Burke's was across from that location.
Yeah.
And I think that's a garage now, garage clothing.
Yeah, not an actual garage, just garage clothing.
It might as well be. You're going from Burke's to garage. My God. Anyway, more than 700 delicious drinks in the Playboy's Bar Guide by Thomas Mario.
I don't think it's really by him. He seems to have just stolen drinks from other people.
Yeah.
Not a lot of stories, not a lot of history in any of these recipes, so you're sort of on your own. But there's some interesting stuff in there. I wrote my two punches in the back in pencil.
No. Just so you could be a contributor to the Playboy's
Bar Guide. Because every time my computer crashes, I lose my recipes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This book has stayed virtually the same, unchanged, since I've...
So we have Fred's Comfort Punch and Fred's All-Purpose Punch.
That's right.
And Fred's Comfort Punch, is that based on what the Colonel's Comfort, the drink that we had on here that you created, was based on Fred's Comfort Punch.
That's right.
So go back and find that episode.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Maybe we should make that instead. I like that one.
Okay. So tell us what's in this.
Laura's
Artillery Men's Punch.
Well, do you want to give the punch recipe or the recipe we're going to be making right now? We can do it both ways. So... you want to go first? You got the book.
Okay. So Artillery Men's Punch is all one big long word. Except for the space in between artillerymen's and punch.
A lowercase.
Dot punch. For this, you need a quart of 86 proof bourbon, 9 ounces of light rum, 4 ounces of dark Jamaican rum, 6 ounces of apricot flavored brandy, 12 ounces of lemon juice, 24 ounces of orange juice, a quart of strong black tea, and a quarter cup of sugar.
Wow.
And you pour all of those ingredients over a large block of ice in a punch bowl, stir it, and then refrigerate it for an hour before serving. Which I never understand, but there's a reason by that you do that. So it allows it to melt a little bit, but not a whole bunch, I guess, is what the idea is.
We're not going to do that. We're just going to shake vigorously.
Right. You're making the portable version.
The portable version, right. So this is going to be to make two. It was a little tough to break down, but I think we're going to make it work. So this is going to have, this makes two good-sized drinks, 3.5 ounces of bourbon, 1.25 ounces of light rum, 1.5 ounce of dark rum, 3/4 ounce of apricot brandy, or apricot.
Whatever you got.
If you're out of apricot, use the apricot. Nobody will notice. 1.5 ounces of lemon juice, 3.5 ounces of orange juice, 3.5 ounces of black currant tea, which is what we're using, Murchie's black currant tea.
And that's the switcheroo.
That's the switcheroo. Switching from the strong black tea to the black currant tea. I was surprised when we, because I'd had it both ways. And when we did it with the black currant, I thought, wow, that it changes it all up. And then 1/4 ounce or thereabouts of simple syrup. We're going to, we may have to sweeten it to taste. Although, it's probably not too sweet. The only thing you got in there that's got any sweetness to it is really just the apricot brandy. Unless you use apricot, which is a lot sweeter.
Oh, sure. You double it up.
So
when you created this recipe, is this just a matter of paring down those exact measurements?
Yeah, as close as I could get. So we'll see. I've never made it this size before, so this is a...
You haven't even tasted this at this size.
No, I haven't.
This is fantastic.
I haven't made the punch for 20 years.
Oh.
This is improvised cocktails.
I hope it's good. That's all I'm saying.
So when you say you haven't made it for 20 years...
Yeah, since 1942.
You literally haven't made it for 20 years?
I literally haven't made the punch for 20 years.
Could you get black currant tea 20 years ago?
I'm sure.
Of course, I always think that 20 years ago was 1972, and it's not.
They had
1997.
Ships from India. They just started in the late 1990s.
Yeah. I think Edison finally patented his light bulb back in 1997, didn't he?
Was it 98 that Hong Kong used to be a British colony?
Yeah. I think so. Was it 98?
Yeah, 97 or 98.
There's that.
So, good drink in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
And we've got Knob Creek Kentucky Straight Bourbon. This is 100 proof.
Oh, wow. So you've actually upped your game.
Oh,
good for you. When did you get the Knob Creek?
I got it for my birthday.
Oh. Reminds me, I got to get you something for your birthday.
Oh, well, you got to get something for your birthday.
I got him something for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I got him the blended scotch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a story about that, too. Yeah,
oh, you got a story about
it. Famous the famous grouse dark. What do they call it? The dark and smoky.
Dark and smoky. Oh, that's kind of smoky and dark.
What did I make? Arno special. I made Arno special with that.
Oh. What, me worry?
Arnold. Wait a second.
No, that's Alfred.
That's Alfred.
You know why I said Arnold? Because I went to school with a guy named Arnold that we all thought looked like Alfred E. Newman.
I know who you're talking about.
That's kind of an inside reference.
Yeah. It was. I didn't mean it to be so inside. It just got inside. It was like the neighbor we used to have. I'm sorry. Keep going.
It doesn't matter what I put in here. It's all full of booze anyway. So this is the Havana Club Light Rum, which we tend to lean towards.
We do.
Because you can get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not? And I was all out of Bacardi's. I also drank it all. It's delicious stuff, as you know.
Well, you supported Puerto Rico by drinking all of your Puerto Rican rum.
That's right.
Good for you.
Half an ounce of dark rum. So, no, this is going to be a treat. I mean, you know, they say that the best cocktails are the simplest ones, but sometimes the more complicated they are, the better.
Yeah, no, I...
If you can taste all the elements. And so that's what I remember about this. Although, I think you'll find that the sum of the parts... Blah,
is
blah,
greater than
blah,
the sum of its parts.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know how that goes. Okay, so we've got the...
All the elements.
Apricot,
I hope I don't taste boron.
You got a thing against boron?
I do.
It's a lot better than people think.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Maybe it's an acquired taste like marzipan.
Marzipan.
Yeah.
Huh? It is. It's one of those great tastes that I have not yet acquired.
No?
Marzipan to me tastes like Play-Doh. And it's weird because I know what Play-Doh tastes like.
Yeah, and you like it. That's so I'm going to try and make some orange juice.
I'd liked it enough to go back a few times. Yeah.
I don't know about the modern Play-Doh. I mean, I would probably give it a shot, but I don't know how they make it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if they use the delicious almond flavoring that they used to.
Okay, so we're going to make some lemon juice here. 1.5 ounces. That's a fair bit of lemon juice.
Yeah. I hope I'm not citrus intolerant.
Yeah, we'll find out quickly enough.
We'll be after this.
Sorry, Dave.
It's all right. More stuff on the floor I've got to sweep up.
The beauty of it is, though, that one day, Dave, you will have a lemon tree growing here.
Right in the middle of my living room.
Oh, holy smokes, I overshot.
It's a very juicy time of year for lemons.
Yeah.
I required lemon juice for my recipe, and I thought, well, I'll better get a couple. One half provided all of the juice
I'm gonna have
I
to
needed.
Do it here. Ooh, that's tart.
Oh, sure.
Now it's back down to 1.5 ounces, so I'll just wipe the edge off there. Sorry, guys.
Fortunately, that's why we got that 100-proof bourbon.
Sure, that should solve it. 3.5 ounces of... We'll see how the oranges do here. I've got Dave's handy-dandy orange juicer.
Mm-hmm. We're juicing live.
Oh, yeah. No, this is all fresh. I mean, whenever you can. I mean, even with the orange juice, it makes such a huge difference.
It does. I love fresh-squeezed orange juice. Every once in a while, I'll get on a fresh-squeezed orange juice kick.
Mm-hmm.
And by every once in a while, I mean every 20 years. Every time you make a sponge. Because you get about a dozen oranges.
Mm-hmm.
It costs you, I don't know, $85 or whatever oranges go for. And you get about a half a cup of orange juice.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
I remember on Route 66, you got a bottomless... bottomless orange juice.
I did. I forgot that I got bottomless orange juice and needles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like bottomless orange juice? Sure.
Sure. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
It was huge.
It was huge. Because I just wanted to refill my glass.
Yeah.
Instead of guilt me by bringing me 4 gallons and then probably just throwing it out.
It was like a milkshake glass full of orange juice. And then once you finished it, I said, you want some more?
Yeah. There might even have been, they didn't ask, they brought you out another...
I think there's a jug on the side.
Another 2 liters of orange juice, and you just did the best you could. So how much orange juice have you gotten out of your oranges there?
Well, that's 1.5 oranges. I'm up to 3 ounces, so I need another 1/2 ounce. So, oh, I got orange juice to spare.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you're right. I mean, if you're trying to make an 8-ounce glass of orange juice, you need, you know, six, eight oranges.
Yeah. Maybe they're not $85. Maybe I got hosed that time that I spent $85.
I think you're supposed to buy your oranges from the guy near the freeway.
Oh, that's where I get my Chilliwack corn.
Oh, well.
All times of the year.
He'll also do oranges for you if you ask him. He's got them in the trunk.
What is that in that little bottle?
This is the... Here, move over to the microphone. Maybe that'll help.
Sure.
This is the blackcurrant tea.
Oh, sorry.
Of course. So.
And you chilled it?
It's, sure.
It's room temperature.
it's my car temperature. So it's a little less than room temperature. So 3.5 ounces of that. So the same amount as orange juice. So it's, where's my, cups. Oh, there we go. This is about almost 5 ounces in here, so. A little extra for anybody that wants a little sippy sip of
sure, a little
black currant. This thing's getting really full.
Is there ice in it yet?
There's ice in it, so I think we're good. Okay. Actually, all I need now is a simple syrup. Which I'm going to pour that because it says 1/4 ounce, and that's...
There you go.
That was more than 1/4.
It was.
Oops.
Oh, well. It's a journey.
It is.
Maybe you would pour it over ice just to see what after about chilling it so much when you after you've shaken it.
We should if we can drop a couple of cubes in the glasses here. Do you want to use tongs? My finger's good. You like tongs.
I do like
tongs. Dave prefers a nice tong. There's hardly any ice. All the ice is melted.
Yeah, exactly. There's not a whole lot of action back and forth.
I'm gonna throw a couple before he gets back out here, before he sees me.
Yeah, you're almost up to the brim.
Oops, sorry, Dave.
Spoiled the whole thing. Low hygiene Fred. Huh? All right, so what, like 2 each?
Yeah, 2 each. That sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting pretty icy, I have to say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Is it supposed to?
I hope so. Anyway, so this is going to be... Oh, yeah, so it's gotten cold because it's hard to take the cap off. That's... this is going to be
crazy glue on it. Oh, I look forward to this. So it's sort of an amber color. No, it's not. Is it? Is that amber?
Yeah.
It looks like the color of orange juice.
It's got a lot of orange juice. As if you took orange juice and tea and you mixed them together. So you're getting some pulp in there. So put this on extra. This could take a 1/2 hour or more to pour out.
Oh, that's all right. I have... I don't know what I have.
Nothing but time?
Nope.
Oh, you got places to be.
Dave was telling me about a local broadcaster named Bill Good.
Oh, yeah?
Who never says, because I just was saying, And he does not say, as I don't know if that's a broadcasting
rule.
Yeah,
it's rule. Trained.
It's not a rule, but it's considered good form not to go,
You're not supposed to say,
Right.
Yeah. And he doesn't. He's obviously worked...
Yeah, it just gives you silence.
I don't, I've tried not to, I try not to do that at work anymore.
What?
If I'm talking to somebody and I feel like I'm going to say I just stop.
Right. Yeah. And leave the room.
And leave the room till I'm feeling better.
Good for you.
But,
wow, you really wrung that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
So there you go.
Most of it,
guys?
All over the table.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a little splashy.
Yeah.
And I was going to grab my other camera.
Yeah, you take a picture of it, Fred. I took one with my little cell phone, but
yours actually come out pretty good. I just like
do, but
I'm going to give an angel its wings.
All right.
To cover the shutter sounds.
Yeah, that's right.
Flash pictures are never as good. Just a little FYI, people.
Yes. FYI.
So here we go.
All right.
Laura's Artilleryman's Punch.
Laura's Artilleryman's Punch.
To Laura.
To Laura. And the battle ensued.
Yeah. Hope she listens.
Well, okay, now the smell is boozy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's...
It's got that
bourbon. We've got a strong one in our hands.
Yes.
Well, strong as artillery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Could use a little more... Simple syrup, I think. Maybe? I don't know.
I think it's not cloyingly sweet.
No?
No. I think the sweetness rides it out at the end.
Mm.
I get a bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
A self-loathing.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's tart. It's not.
It is tart, but I do like it.
Yeah, it's not too tart. That's what I like. Yeah. It's quite balanced. Yeah. It's citrusy.
Yeah, very citrusy. Bourbon-y. It almost has a grapefruit kind of taste, even though we didn't use grapefruit.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, it's got a grapefruit. I guess that's 11.
If I was going to make it again, I might throw in a little more apricot.
Oh.
Just because I'm not getting a whole lot of apricot off of it.
What about apricot?
It's got too much apricot. I dialed down the apricot. Put in more apricot.
Mm.
But maybe if you make the whole thing. But
that's what they said about King Kong. Yes.
This would be a great punch.
It would be a great punch.
Yeah.
How'd you like a nice Hawaiian punch?
Uh-oh.
And so, yeah, now the danger is we're sort of guzzling this down because that's all we know how to do.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty boozy.
Yeah, no. And when I tried to Google it earlier, but didn't have any success.
Yeah.
Because as I said, I didn't go past page one after I was Googling it.
Yeah.
There was something called the Chatham, I think, artillery punch.
Mm-hmm.
Named after a regiment, I think, in Savannah, Georgia, I think.
Oh.
And one of the little blurbs said, this is the strongest drink in America.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's true or not, because I thought, this isn't the right recipe. It's not the one we're doing. But it was, and it had champagne and stuff. In fact, I should look and see if it's in your Playboy bar guide here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a section on the brimming bowl in the back.
This just has something called Chatham.
Hmm.
Let's see what it is. Ooh, I can feel it burning all the way down to my gut. It's like something either just released or... oh, God.
It has a bit of a time lapse. time delay fuse.
Yes, it's not in there. Mulled scotch, rock and rye toddy, the southern blazer, mulled claret, lime demitasse, gin and jerry, hot eggnog, creme de cacao nightcap.
Nope. Yeah, my legs are getting kind of... wobbly.
Yeah, I'm dizzy. I don't know. Why did I hit my head on the moon? Ouch. Yeah.
It's nice. I feel warm all over.
Yeah, I know. It's this is the sort of St. Bernard should have this in it.
Yeah.
And its barrel thing around its neck.
It'll rescue it if you're hot and ice.
Oh,
that's funny. Cow. Yeah. As it, it, you know, maybe aging it would be okay. It kind of is on account of the ice in the water melting.
Right. Yeah.
Thing?
No, I don't. Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
But, yeah, this isn't... It's you know, I like it more the more I drink it.
Now, I don't get a big black currant taste off of it.
No.
But it must be there because you said that you had them next to each other and you noticed that it...
It has a little... It's a subtle twist, but it changed because the when I had the black tea... It was just a little bit sharper, a little bit more, I don't say bitter.
Mm.
I want to say bitter, but I can't.
Oh, no.
It slurs your speech in a hurry.
I'm on the accelerated program.
Yeah. No, I'm a little worried.
Yeah. No. Better finish yours before all the ice melts.
No.
That's all I can tell you. I guess I've been drinking it a lot quicker than you guys.
Yeah, well, you were nervous about it.
Sure, a little bit, because I never made it before.
Yeah, so to compensate, you've been sipping it like sippy sipperton. Sissy SpaceX, sister sippy sipperton.
But I'm happy to say that.
Yep. And so I would have, if someone were to, if someone were to make a big bowl of that, you know, take everybody's keys away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give them small cups.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't give them these big... tumblers like we were using.
Yeah, I wouldn't think I'd make it. No, people shouldn't walk.
No. They may have to stay overnight.
They should be sitting down with their shoes off.
Yeah.
And a pillow behind their
pillow.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's.
It sure is tasty, but it does sneak up on you if you let it.
Yeah. No, it's, I feel like I got a pinched nerve. And I don't think I do.
Oh.
That'd be a good name for it, too. The pinch nerve.
We'll work on that one.
Yeah.
But this is what we probably made, although I said this is with two servings. I thought this was two servings.
And yes.
We split it three ways.
Split it three.
Each one of these is probably three servings.
That overcompensated.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because you probably could have lopped it back by a whole other quarter.
Oh, yeah.
To make it into just a cocktail size.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this amount would,
if you were having just a small gathering and you had a proper punch bowl, or a small punch bowl, that reminds me of getting a punch bowl.
Oh, congratulations!
No, I don't have it.
Oh,
But boy, I sure would like to get one.
No, you should.
I have one.
Well, do you?
But not the one I want.
Why? You want one that's smaller?
Yeah, smaller.
And more expensive?
Smaller and more expensive.
Oh, well, you should definitely get that.
Now, my big free one is no good.
No?
I need a smaller, more expensive one. But I digress.
Mm. Well, you usually do.
Yes, because you've had the artilleryman's punch.
Yeah.
The boom boom room.
Yep.
Well, I like it very much.
Yep.
And I think it would be welcome on anybody's holiday drink menu.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, quite right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to making that for just fun on the weekend.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't be another 20 years.
No, not now. No, this is great. Now that I know I have all the ingredients, what are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm coming around to your side over here.
That's creepy.
I'm out of here.
Do you need any of this stuff, by the way?
I don't think I do, because...
I can strike this?
I'll leave it there, because I might have to... I'm going to use that knife to...
For what?
To stab a random person.
Oh.
As you do every Christmas.
Yes.
As part of your tradition.
Dedrick family Christmas.
Stab a stranger. Merry Christmas!
For good luck.
For good luck.
And so this drink is going to be a hot drink.
Good, because...
This is Fred, because there's some sort of liquid.
What the hell?
Oh.
What?
I don't know if that's...
I haven't used it yet, but...
Well, I don't know if you spit... Maybe
I
ice.
Spit in it?
Maybe some ice.
Rupert G's Hello Deli in New York. Look at that.
Yeah.
I got that.
You got that?
I got that for Dave when we were in New York City.
Oh, remember that?
New York, New York.
And you went there, didn't you?
That's how yes, he did. He bought a sandwich.
Yeah, Dave Letterman. There. You got a Dave Letterman sandwich?
I did get a Dave Letterman sandwich.
Yeah.
I ate it in there, surrounded by whatever Rupert had shipped in that day.
Yes, he had a whole bunch of crates of stuff where he didn't put away.
Is that how you describe his staff, whoever shipped in that?
No, his staff was great.
No.
It was just him.
No, there was another guy in there.
Making the sandwich.
I think the sandwich might have even been pre-made.
It might have been.
Wow.
But yeah, you were, yeah.
But there was a lot of plastic-wrapped pallets of
stuff.
Soda?
Ah.
Yeah, apparently they drink a lot of soda.
Egg creams?
Colbert.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think you took a picture of me eating the sandwich, did you?
I will have to look. But I may not have, because you were just eating a sandwich.
But there is a photo of me with Rupert G.
Yes, there is.
And I'll put that on the blog post.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, send it to me. Good old Rupert.
Good old Rupert at the Hello Deli.
I remember that. I remember Sheila saying, "Where's Jason?" And I said, "He's inside eating a sandwich." And she said, "We just ate."
I know, but not at Rupert G's.
I said, "I know, but not at Rupert G's."
Right. Plus, I don't think I had eaten, right?
Oh, that's right. You skipped eating. You skipped breakfast because you were going to have a sandwich.
Because I knew that I was on my way to a sandwich.
So you waited while we ate, and then we waited while you ate.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was happy that morning.
It was a tough day.
It was a tough day.
Dark, black day. And
by the time you were finished eating your sandwich, I was thinking, I could use a sandwich now.
Yeah.
But it was too late.
Dave Letterman.
You
should have had a Paul Schaefer.
Oh, I would have had a Paul Schaefer.
What are you looking for, Jason?
I need to get my recipe.
Yes, get your recipe.
So this is the...
This is
bells,
called
Bells
Will Be Ringing Hot Toddy.
What's a hot toddy?
A hot toddy is an old drink. Jerry Thomas had hot toddies.
Mm.
Jerry Thomas?
It was basically you get booze
and
probably citrus and maybe some sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add hot water to it and it warms your cockles on a chilly day.
What is a cockle?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. That's it. He's just glad you asked.
That's it.
And you can Google
it. I'm not going to answer it.
No.
But I'm glad you asked.
No, I'm thrilled that you asked. No, in today's climate, I can't talk about cockles any further.
I think you can get them in France.
Oh, yeah, I think you can.
Deep fried.
But those are like seafood.
Yeah.
Right? Cockles and mussels.
Right.
Yeah.
Alive-o.
But I don't think those cockles.
No, those aren't the ones you want warmed.
No, I think cockle... You know what I think cockles are?
What's that, Jason?
I think cockles are like barnacles.
Oh, yeah?
And that's why it would warm the cockles of your heart, because maybe you would have crustaceans, shellfish, anchored on your heart, and it would warm your cockles of your heart.
Yeah. Or we could look it up.
We could. But we don't have our phones on, because you got to keep hearing somebody's phone going off.
Yeah, I might get a call from Glenn Toronto at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it all shows up on the microphone. It comes as a da 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 da.
Oh, yeah. So where do I put my phone anyway?
Yeah, I don't think I actually turned mine. It's not me, though, because I usually...
Oh, it's
makes
me.
A different sound.
Sorry about the static, folks.
If there has been any. So this is from Imbibe Magazine. From way back in 2015.
Oh. You know, you should subscribe to Imbibe.
I did, but I didn't like any of this year's drinks. I like the sound of this one. Rum and apple brandy, it says, bolter this fruitcake-inspired hot toddy recipe. Now, we all hate fruitcake.
Yeah, I love fruitcake.
Oh,
why don't people like fruitcake?
Fred.
It's got fruit and cake in it, and nuts. They don't even talk about the nuts.
The thing with fruitcake.
Yeah?
Is that...
And they soak it in brandy or rum.
See, you have this European background. And the European background mucks up a bunch of stuff
for
North America.
It doesn't muck it up at all.
It does.
It enhances. Well, it brings new things, like fondue.
Yeah, but only if you're educated in it. And so as a child, if you're given fruitcake, it's nothing like birthday cake.
Well,
which is all we hear.
Yeah.
Cake, angel food cake.
Yeah. Well, it's not cake.
Not a heavy loaf of dark brown with the red and the green chewy bits.
Chewy bits and it's molasses-y tasting.
Oh. Do you have any?
It's dry.
I could really go for
I don't have any right now.
Why don't you pour the rum over it?
And then it's got... well, you can't have that as a kid.
No.
Unless you're a little European kid,
you can.
And then they're often coated with marzipan.
Oh, yeah. If you're lucky.
Yeah. So everything
sweet,
is awful.
Nuts. It's ground almonds with sugar in it.
No,
how could that be bad?
I don't know, but it's no good.
It's like an M&M almond with ground up.
So M&M almond?
You ever had M&M almonds?
Do they still make M&M almonds?
Yeah, you can get them at the movie theater.
The European movie theater?
No, the Cineplex. Just three weeks ago.
I think they're peanuts.
If you get you can get the almonds.
By the M&M company.
Maybe it's the W&W company. I'm not sure. Depends on how you hold it.
Right.
As they say.
It could be 3 and 3.
Three company. But yeah, no, it is. I get the big popcorn and the big drink and you get a snack. And I always pick the M&M almonds.
I haven't had popcorn or a drink at the movies since
they became $15.
I just decided I don't care anymore. I want popcorn and I want it now. And so I just said, you know, apparently you guys are going out of business in 10 years, so I might as well.
These are gone. Well, then you as a fruitcake fan.
What'd you call
it? It's not the first
fan. Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can verify whether or not this tastes like it, because it has amaretto in it, so it's going to taste like marzipan.
Yeah.
It's got cherry liqueur, so it's going to taste like fruit. It's got apple brandy. It's got dark rum. It's got pineapple syrup, which is hard to come by.
Oh, it is. Mm. Yeah, no, I've got a lot of recipes I want to try that have pineapple syrup, and I just bypass them.
Yeah.
Because they'll often say, you can make your own. That's when I turn the page.
Yeah. Because then I looked how to make your own.
Yeah.
And it was still a 24-hour process. So I had pineapple juice, and I said, what would happen if I just heated this pineapple juice until it got thick?
Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
Like a syrup. Huh. Like a pineapple syrup.
And it was pineapple flavored.
Yeah, but it wasn't quite pineapple syrup.
Oh.
So you know what I did is I kept that I made.
Yeah.
Because if you cook down about 3 ounces, you get about a quarter ounce of sort of a sludge.
Right. Okay.
So I hung on to that.
Yep.
But then I got more pineapple juice, and I mixed it with equal parts sugar.
Yep. Oh.
And that seemed to make a pineapple syrup. Mm. So between that and the sludge...
Yeah, that's what we've got.
We've got pineapple syrup.
Oh, good.
It's got ginger juice. Now, ginger juice, I think I had this once before, and I'd forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in the ass to make.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But you made it for the... We did the darker and stormier.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's a don't do it at the last minute like I did.
It's
a pain in the butt.
Because you have to grate it and then you put it through the silver bullet and then you put it in something else and then you cook it down.
And I only add a little bit so the bullet wouldn't even have touched it. It would just bubble it around. So I tried it through a press.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I got ginger juice. And fresh lemon juice.
Yep.
And Earl Grey tea.
Oh, yeah.
And hot water. So
where do we get the hot water from?
I've made it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I collected rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
I froze it. And then I melted it. So that's what this is. And it's from Michelle Shriver at Dutch & Company in Richmond, Virginia.
Ooh.
I have not looked to see if Michelle is still there. I'll have a look and I'll put it in the blog post. And after all that, yeah. I'm kind of
done.
You're tired. You tuckered out, you little.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, no, that was a lot just getting to that. Holy cow.
It was. And so, I mean, the thing that's going to be slightly tricky is for photo purposes, I was going to make it in this and then dole it out of that into the other things.
Right.
How does that grab you?
Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
Let's give that a try.
Because you just build it in the glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Okay.
One glass going to be big enough?
Well, I'm hoping that that glass will be big enough.
Okay.
Because it has, what is it? One, two, well, we're going to, one, two, two, four, six, so maybe not.
Oh, maybe we need a measuring cup. We can make it in that.
Maybe.
I don't.
Tempered glass.
Measuring cup is being used for the simple syrup.
All right. You guys vamp. I'm going to make it in this. Then we're going to dump it in that for picture purposes.
Okay. Perfect.
Because this will hold it up.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll work. Oh, yeah.
I could have supplied a glass, you know. You didn't have to
bring...
Well,
he wanted a tempered one because he's going to be pouring boiling water into it.
You got to risk it sometimes.
Well... Sure. Well, yeah, sure. Your house.
Yeah, but God knows I got enough to clean up anyways.
Yeah, sorry about the lemon pits.
Lemon seeds all over the floor.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we're going to use Meyer's Dark Rum.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to beat and find.
Yeah, it's needlessly hard to find.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. For years it was all over the damn place.
Yeah. No, I was so glad when I found some of that down in California. So I'm good for another few months.
I think my dad used to call California California, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would say, "Shut up, George."
Nobody says it like
that. Well, I'm glad I could bring back a pleasant little memory for you.
It's so stupid to say it that way.
I think isn't it a song? You say it that way. One of the some old time.
Yeah, there is a song. What song is it? Jason? Come on, it's probably numerous cartoons.
I honestly don't know. I don't know.
So, well, if anybody knows, post it on our blog. The song
Père Magloire, Fine Calvados.
Yeah, I don't know where I got that Calvados, but I thought, you know.
It comes from Normandy.
Normandy?
Hey, Normandy. I'm talking to you. Hey. I don't know why. That's the accent I chose for that.
I don't know.
But it's definitely unappealing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Disrespected all of the D-Day participants.
Hey!
And we're using cherry hearing?
Yeah.
Holy cow, yeah. These are very festive ingredients for these two drinks that we've got today.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to this because, as you know, I loves me some fruitcake.
Well, that's...
As I like to say it.
That's what I read. On the bathroom wall.
Yeah, cherry hearing. That's some pretty sweet stuff, that cherry hearing. It's right up there.
Look at that's that. The
pineapple syrup.
Pineapple syrup.
Handcrafted by me and Dole.
Yep.
And hopefully, let's make sure that I actually got what I wanted out of it. Look at that.
Bingo.
2 ounces. So
it takes a little bit of work.
It does, but you'll be so happy.
Well, sure. You want to... some of that?
I want that. Where's that ginger? Here's the awful ginger juice.
Oh, that's the awful ginger juice.
It's even got hunks of real ginger in it. Because I couldn't be bothered to take them out.
That's even better. And you squeezed your lemon juice before you even came over.
I did.
That speeds things up.
Yeah, well, I'm all about the speed.
Oh, sure. Pouring it out there. Oh, yeah. Very precise.
And then almost like the Borg. Very efficient.
A little Star Trek reference.
Robotic in your...
Resistance is futile. And this is Earl Grey tea.
Yeah, and that could be cool, too. I mean, you know...
But it's actually warm.
Oh, is it? But you could use Earl Grey in that other thing that I made. Whatever that was. It's got hints of oil of bergamot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oil of Olay. Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
Oil of Olay. And finally, some hot water.
Really?
Yes. Because it's a toddy.
All right. I keep forgetting. But just a little bit of hot water?
No, a bunch of hot water.
Oh.
How much hot water, Jason?
3 ounces of hot water.
Wow. Hope it's still adequately hot.
As do I, my friend, as do I.
Otherwise, it'll be a lukewarm toddy.
Could you hand me that spoon, sir?
I will. You big fancy spoon.
Everybody's got to have a bar spoon. You do have to have a bar spoon. The good news is bar spoons aren't very expensive. Look at that. Stirs in the tastes a bunch.
So we'll put it into this glass here for, as I say, picture purposes.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look lovely?
Just let me move it over.
It's got sort of a reddish tinge.
A reddish hue.
Everybody's talking from the back of the room.
Yes, we're all on the wrong side of the microphone.
Here, I'm moving.
Brad, you're at my shop.
Yep. What? your lens is too wide. Well, I guess it's just about right. Maybe me. See, there we go. Yeah.
And then I'm going to put orange in your mugs.
Oh,
and I'll put one piece of orange here and here for one more picture. Just so they know that we followed the rules.
I like a nice slice of orange. You got a little twist? Are you going to... Oh, you're going to bounce it on the rim.
Oops. Nope, I'm not. I'm going to throw it in. Willy-nilly.
Go ahead. Oh.
There we go.
What if the lights dim?
That's the artillery punch doing what it's supposed to do.
Oh, okay. So it's just me. Sorry about the shutter there, but...
That's fine. So, put it back in here, and we'll dole it out here in our mugs.
Uh-huh.
And judging by the feel of it, it could have maybe just been a little bit warmer, the water, but I still think it's going to give us a good guesstimate here.
Well, I'm feeling pretty warm already from the last one, so this is...
this is going to make you hellishly hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
So, take a little... Oh, you're going to put the orange slices in there?
Oh, yeah. Give it a little squeeze, a little twist. Never underestimate the power of a little citrus oil on your floating on top of your drink.
There we go.
Especially when you've had Jason's hands all over.
They're clean.
Sure.
So here's the Rupert G mug for you. Hello, Deli. Abbey Road for Dave.
Oh, yes.
And as always, will take the Franz Kafka.
Downer mug.
And so imagine this.
Wow.
Oh, after that's a very... snowball fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that smells great. I don't know if it smells like Christmas, but it smells like winter.
Yes, you're right. See, that's what... Sometimes people get all upset about Christmas because they don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
But everybody celebrates winter.
Sure.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
There regardless.
Yep, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're at the equator.
Oh, if you're at the equator, we feel sorry for you.
Cheers.
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 Close it up.
And so tell me, Fred, as a fruitcake fan.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's not as chewy, but... it's definitely
does it
right
have in, the elements to it?
Yeah, it's right in the
it's got again
in the zone.
That bit of that allspice kind of flavor to it we had a few weeks.
That's
back.
Right, it's like the allspice dram kind of a thing. By the time you add all that stuff in, it comes really close to the allspice dram.
It must be just the ginger and the citrus that comes through to give it that allspice because there's actually no seasoning. There is no spice in it other than the hotness of the ginger. But I'm very, very happy with how this turned out.
Oh, man, this is a great thing.
Yes. I would have liked it to have been hotter.
Yes, I would have liked to have been hotter as
if
well.
If you're making it at home and you didn't have to...
Make another cocktail before it.
Yeah, if you were already sort of a little bit
woozy. I
guess
we could have boiled that water up a little bit more.
Oh, sure, we could have.
But it gives you still the idea.
It's just warm enough for me.
I don't know. I think we've got a couple of home runs here.
Mm-hmm. I think we do have a couple of home runs.
This is sweeter.
It is sweeter.
Yeah.
So here's my thing with toddies, though.
Mm.
Say that we were at dinner. We were having a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
When do we drink this? Afterwards or beforehand?
I think you do it afterwards.
Mm. Okay.
I think.
And what if you're one of those families that has their Christmas dinner at like 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Would you have this before or after?
It depends. Have you been out shoveling the sidewalk?
All right.
If you're shoveling the sidewalk, you have it before.
Or is this a drink that you would make?
Because you're not going to go too far after this.
For Christmas brunch.
I'm trying to work it earlier and earlier into the day.
Well, now yeah. I'm trying to think, what if yeah, the kids are opening the presents?
Yeah.
Do mom and dad, do you get a couple of these going? Yeah,
I think it depends how many relatives you're having over. I think the more relatives you have, the earlier you should start.
That's probably
on
right.
your hot toddy. Mm-hmm. Mm. So you're sufficiently lubed when yeah. they arrive.
This is cool. I like it. I like
it
a lot.
Yeah. I like it a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Pull props to Michelle Shriver, a Dutch & Company. Yeah. Bells will be ringing hot toddy.
Yeah.
Bells will be ringing. And actually, pineapple syrup would do a lot for it, too. The amaretto would do a lot. This is a perfectly balanced fruitcake-inspired hot toddy recipe, yeah. and I love it.
I'm surprised. Now you should try fruitcake.
Yeah, I'm hooked on fruitcake now. I think I could handle it, those ingredients more so now, especially when you know what they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, again, as a kid, icing tastes like icing. Yeah. So when it's marzipan, boo, no work.
No.
It's like when I saw tofu for the first time and thought, oh, good, chicken. Yeah. No, tofu. But when you know it's tofu, then it's like, this is tofu.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So perhaps a fruitcake could be presented to me in such a way, covered in rum and lit on fire, covered in bubbling Courvoisier.
I think you might like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the candied fruit really makes or breaks it. So if you got cheap-ass candied fruit, and it's going to take away from it. But if you get it with just, I think, the older original ingredients, you're going to really like it.
Right, like authentic candied fruit.
Yeah, not just the... Yeah, the plasticized stuff that you get.
Well, it looks like hacked up gummy bears.
Which would be okay. Mm. So what do you think? Going back to to number one. I mean, I kind of prefer the toddy, but that's because of maybe just the sweetness toddy.
I think so. I think I prefer the toddy for that reason as well. It's like, it's warm and it's sweet and it's nice.
Yeah. You just slip right into it.
But the other drink is that it was a brilliant punch. Mm-hmm. It was a fantastic punch. And yep. going all night as it slowly watered itself down as you kept going back for cup after cup.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should play charades. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think I would go for the toddy. It's a preferred drink, but they're both very good. As I said, a couple of home runs, boys.
So when you've been out on the town, anyway, there you go, a little something for you guys.
Oh, what this is?
Is this gift giving?
Negroni, strawberry Negroni, butter, bitter.
Strawberry extra jam with gin.
Wow, that sounds delicious on toast.
Extra.
Yeah.
Well, you see, start earlier and earlier.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Wow, thank you very much. I'm still trying to read what this says, because it doesn't seem to be in order. It says strawberry, extra jam with gin, bitter, and vermouth.
That's the order.
But it's not extra jam.
Well, it's...
If it was extra jam, it would be in my hand as well. Not just in the jar.
Good point. No, I saw Boozy Jam and Negroni, and I thought, well, I know two guys that'll appreciate this.
We love man food, it says.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow, cool.
Oh, it says man food here. Who is man food?
I this is all new to me.
Man food is the great magician.
Man food the magnificent. Man food the
magnificent. Yeah. Well, thank you, Fred.
You should...
Really?
Jam-like, but yet...
Jamish?
Yeah. This is a little bit something extra there. Thank you very much.
You can make that at home by buying some Smuckers and pouring some gin in it.
I always wonder about preserves, too. For example, it says on the bottom here, best before October 2018.
Uh-oh.
But is that true?
I don't know.
It's preserved.
It's their best guess. They have no idea. Right. By the time you put gin and vermouth in it, I think you bought yourself an extra year.
Yeah. Mm. Negroni jam. And where did you find this item?
At the Gourmet Warehouse.
At the Gourmet Warehouse.
Yeah.
They should be our sponsor.
They should be our sponsor.
They've got a whole bunch of new stuff in there. So, but their drink section is
delightful. Is it
delightful? They've got a whole bunch of the tonics and what are you doing? That's weird. Stop that.
Sorry. Yeah. That's why we don't do video.
Yeah. But yeah, all the different. Stuff that we're always looking for, syrups and whatnot, and in addition to all the tools, but they've got a pretty good section, bitters and this kind of nonsense as well. But it's a great place.
It's funny, speaking of bitters,
Yeah? Why is it funny?
Because of bitters and syrups and falernum is what I was leading to. Years ago, for your birthday, I think I got you a little bottle of falernum from there, because we could not get falernum to save our lives.
Yeah.
You could maybe get it out of Southern California if the bottle wasn't opened, like it was at the BevMo I went to.
That's right.
So that I couldn't get John D. Taylor's Velvet Falernum, right?
Yeah.
So when I finally could get it, I got two bottles of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Fee Brothers Falernum.
Yeah.
And then I brought B.J. Reynolds Falernum.
Yeah.
And as I was looking today for some of these ingredients, I've got so much Falernum.
We really should do a Falernum month.
We should. In fact, I also got Falernum from the distillery in Washington State called Lucky Falernum, which is actually 35% alcohol. Oh, it's a distilled Falernum that they do.
Because I've just got the John D. Taylor's, which I haven't cracked yet. I'm still working on my Fee Brothers Falernum, but Falernum. But they have, I think, can't remember whose they have. I don't know if they have the B.G. Reynolds. I think they might have the B.G. Reynolds Falernum and the Fee Brothers. I think they may have too. They've got quite extensive collection there. So if you're in the Vancouver neighborhood and you're looking for some ingredients to make some of these fine cocktails, then Urban Warehouse is a good place, as is Modern Market.
Yes. And even Legacy Liquor has a little section there with their Scrappy's Bitters and what have you. But do not go to Sip, is what you're telling us.
I'm sure they'll get there.
Okay.
But, I don't want to say... If you're going by them, by there, stop in. But it was the slim pickings were slim. I did get one bottle of something there that I wanted. So they're not entirely... Not like they're useless, but...
And then
not a big selection.
The local place here, Well Seasoned here in Langley, BC, has a nice selection for a small.
Yeah, they got some bitters there. So all kinds of places you can shop and spend your hard-earned money.
Your hard-earned cocktail cash.
Exactly. Mm.
But we should do something, because why did we get Falernum?
I don't know.
Because
of the tiki drinks. The tiki drinks go crazy for the Falernum.
Right, but now as soon as I got it, I stopped concocting as many tiki drinks.
Well, we went into Jerry Thomas, and he's not very big on the Falernum.
Jerry Thomas ruined everything.
I haven't had a vodka martini in a year. Not that I don't like them. I still want a vodka martini, but I've got, 100 bottles of other stuff, and so I tend to go more complicated.
It's so funny. It's a real... I hesitate to use the term renaissance for two reasons.
Yeah?
I don't know if I'm using it right.
Sure.
And also, it seems to be overused for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's already happened. Mm-hmm. But it was so long that we couldn't find anything here in our market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then our market got a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then you could find some stuff in our market. Mm-hmm. And now... You can find a whole bunch of stuff in our market to the point of like, well, hang on, I can't keep up with it.
No.
I was at Legacy Liquor Store today, and it was...
Almost went there.
Full of all sorts of crazy stuff that I thought I would never even see, whether it was Amaro's and stuff. I mean, that section is huge now.
Do they have Curacao de Curacao?
They did not have it. I did look for it, but they didn't have it. But everything else they had. And now there's so many local distilleries on Vancouver Island and in the Okanagan and in the neighborhood here. They've got their product out there.
I'm almost out of Laird's Applejack.
Yeah.
Right. Which they don't make local.
No, not yet. I mean, some of the guys making cider, Applejack can't be far behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with the local products is the same problem we've always had with our local products.
Yeah.
It costs 18 times more
than it does in the U.S.
Good point.
Yes, or even the imported product. Yeah. Like, you'll be able to find Laird's Applejack. There'll be a premium because we have to bring it in. It'll be $40. Or you can get the Okanagan Distillery's Applejack. It'll come in a 250-milliliter bottle for $85. And you'll be like, well, why?
Yeah. It's hard to make a... And especially for the professionals, it's hard to make a reasonably priced cocktail if your ingredients are so expensive. So you really do need to have that... that's what I was going to say. So I made the Arnold's Special cocktail. And that's from Vintage Drinks and Forgotten Cocktails.
Which
Vintage
is right
Cocktails
here.
And Forgotten Drinks.
But, Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails.
I'd forgotten.
Yeah,
you forgot. But Arnold's, it's in the under the A's.
Oh, yeah, for Babcock?
Babcock's famous cocktail, it's called. And I used the Black Grouse that that Dave and Jessica got me with a Dubonnet and orange flower water.
Right. And 2 ounces of scotch, 1 ounce of Dubonnet Rouge, and 3 dashes of orange bitters. I've had this drink before. This is a great drink.
And so I thought, you know, I've got... It's so smoky, and it's at a good price point, let's say. It's not a $150 bottle of scotch, but it works so well, and it's such a, I think, a real value. I mean, it's delicious stuff. I mean, it's everything I can do to quit, not just grab it and just gurgle it.
Yes.
Look.
The sweetness of the Dubonnet melts with the smoky peat of the scotch, which is all wrapped up in the orangey brightness of the bitters.
That's such a great smoky scotch for a blend, because they dial it in.
Yeah.
And so don't downplay the blended scotches, because, this is a... We bought some when we went to London and tried to drink it, but we've been drinking all day, and so by the time we got back to the room at 11:30 at night, it was like, hey, you want to have a drink before we go to bed? We got to be up at 7.
Yeah.
And so we maybe only drank about a quarter of it, but...
We should have drank more in the morning, actually.
That's really...
We weren't driving anywhere. We should have just opened up and had a...
Yeah, Dave's got it right.
He sure does.
I got it going on.
Yeah. But have you got any of the Black Grouse? They keep changing the name of it, but it's the same stuff.
Yes, they don't call it the Black Grouse anymore now. But now they call it the...
Dark Grouse?
It's like the famous grouse,
Yeah.
Dark.
But black or something.
Black, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've had it over the years because it was, as you say, it's an inexpensive-ish blend.
Yeah.
But famous grouse is good, and this smoky thing is, it's dialed in. Say, I just want it, I don't want it to be crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be uncomfortable.
No.
Like all the other damn smoky scotches I got that I'm trying to work my way through.
I mean, I drink it back to back with Ardbeg. I mean, Ardbeg is famous, but famous grouse is also famous.
It's right in the title.
It's right in the name. So I was really happy, and Laura liked it, and she's not a, as you know, not a big smoky scotch drinker.
Mm-hmm.
But I mixed it with some Dubonnet and a little orange flower water, and she said, this is really, you got a lot of alcohol in it.
Oh.
And then she went to sleep.
These newbies.
But she really liked it, because the Dubonnet, what they say, that's true.
If there's anything that people can glean from this podcast...
We drink too much?
Yeah, if there's two things that people can glean...
Of the many things.
Is go out and drink a cocktail.
Yeah.
You only need one book.
Yep.
It could even be a crappy book.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's been published should be okay.
Yeah, there should be some stuff in there.
Mix up some drinks for yourself.
This one, I mean, the orange flower water is a little hard to find sometimes, although not so much now.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's three ingredients, basically. And it's not, you wouldn't confuse that cocktail with any of the three ingredients. It's definitely not Dubonnet, and it's definitely not a smoky scotch. It's just this great mixture with the orange flower water. It just makes...
I don't even know if it's orange flower water.
I think that's what it is, isn't it?
I don't know. Oh, it's orange bitters.
Uh-oh. Oh. No, I used orange bitters. I just put it back this morning. So, yes, no, it was orange bitters we used.
Okay.
So, sorry about that. And we should do that sometime in the future, because it's a nice, simple one. It's from the book that started it all.
It's not the book that started it all.
No, in Bible. But this one's got pictures.
This one has superseded it.
Yes.
Ted Haig's Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails.
Yeah, you can have so much fun with that book.
I'm holding it up now for the microphone to see.
As you can all see, I'll point the microphone when you're... There you go.
There. Now I'm holding it right up there.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. But that was something. I didn't mean to digress. I mean... I did.
Why? It's never stopped anyone before.
No, that's true. But at least it was about cocktails, at least.
Yeah, at least it was.
It was on topic.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Very much on topic.
Mm.
I finished my toddy.
Well, go and finish your punch.
I'm gonna.
Mm. And then Dave has a guest room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
You lie down for a couple hours?
Make us a big plate of bacon and eggs.
Oh, I could use some bacon and eggs right now.
Mm.
But, that was great. And but look for old books, old cocktail books. I don't know. I haven't looked this one up on eBay.
Playboy's Bar Guide.
Because I think we said that the Artilleryman's Punch was from
David Embury's
1958.
The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks, or just the Art of Mixing
Drinks. But look on eBay. You'll find them starting at about $100 and up. There's a reprint, I think, from the UK that you can get for probably about $40, which I'm going to try and get. But yeah, so I think this is Playboy's Bar Guide. It's got, what did they say? It's got 700 drinks in it, which is a lot.
Yeah. I think the strength of the Playboy's Bar Guide, based on what I looked at my Playboy's Bar Guide, is that I think they were culled from successful bar books previous to it. Mm-hmm. And the blurb in the front that says what year it's from actually goes back to, I think, the 50s, right?
Yeah, this one, it starts in 1954.
Yeah.
And runs to 72.
So the bones of it will be from 54.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, they've got the imp illustrations, which
and the nice thing about that is it's almost pre vodka nightmare 70s, so there yes. shouldn't be too much of that in there either.
No, and it's got a nice bunch of punch drinks. It's got a lot of punches in it, so the brimming bowl they call it, but a lot of stuff. It's funny, they had a section because they go by types of drinks.
Oh,
and so there's a section on fraps, pick me ups, which I sangries.
And that's what makes me believe that it's culled from old books back when people knew what these things were. Have you seen a sangria on a menu lately?
No. Mm. It's got a section on flips.
Oh, and I thought about doing a flip for this.
Rickies?
That's the flip is when you need the hot poker, isn't it? And we weren't sure how we were going to get Dave to heat up.
Flips. Hot poker.
Hot iron.
It says flips like pousse cafes and frappes prove that the good liquids also come in small glasses.
Oh.
A flip is simply a liquor or wine with egg and sugar shaken into a gay froth. So this is before, that meant something different. but there was a section. Oh, yeah. It's such a funny book. So these things are really, if you can find the little intros and stuff like that, they really are of the time, and it's really funny to read some of this stuff. There's a bit on shots, which they have a different, I can't remember what they called them back then. But, like your sex on the beach, your liqueurs.
Your dirty drinks. This is pre-dirty drinks?
It is pre-dirty drinks, because they were called something different back then. And we'll look it up next time. Maybe we'll talk about it another time. We'll bring this book out again. It's got the blue blazer, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Which I think is...
it's hazardous.
It's makes it.
But they tell you how to make it.
Yeah.
The last sentence is, some bartenders wear asbestos gloves when making a blue blazer.
Back when you could get asbestos gloves.
I know. Yeah, try ordering them now from your local
Home Depot.
Actually, the modern bartender in Gourmet Warehouse should have asbestos gloves.
they ought to.
And you had to have special tankards, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah,
were they pewter handles? Or there was something?
I think they're pewter mugs.
Right. But it's also not the pewter that leaches lead into your drink or whatever.
No, the better pewter. The better quality pewter. Mm-hmm. This is such a funny book. And I know, and I just dragged it out recently, but it's got the Moscow Mule, Pim's Cup, all the standard stuff, but it's all grouped differently, so you'll have a fun time sorting your way through it, because it's got Collins's, Cobbler's, it's got the Sazerac cocktail. I mean, it's got it's a great deal, but in the earlier sections it groups them by the booze. I don't know where what am I thinking of? Long Island iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
They group it with rum cocktails, whiskey cocktails, vodka cocktails. Where does the Long Island iced tea fall?
Not far from any of those ones.
No, exactly. I could really use one right now.
Yeah, and that's sort of the funny thing, too. And I think they're still playing with that, is trying to figure out, how do you classify them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you classify them by booze, or do you classify them by mood or color or location? Or amount of booze in them. There's so many ways to come at it. There's no clear Dewey Decimal system.
It's like that one I had in London with the pickled mushroom and the tree, the larch branch.
Mm-hmm. I think it's called the joke.
Which I would like to recreate.
Yeah.
And see if it tastes as good as I thought it did.
It was good. I was looking at that footage recently.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I have not. Did you take that footage?
We both took that footage.
Uh-oh.
With my camera.
With the GoPro?
Maybe.
It's the GoPro. Yeah, I remember handing it barely. Because did we have three drinks there? They were like $25 or $30 each.
Oh, yeah. No, it was... ridiculous, but we had to do it.
Well, we had to do it.
The best bar in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and it was the best bar in the world.
It was the best bar in the world. We were in it.
Yeah, and they didn't tell us to leave.
They did not. They took our pounds.
Yeah. We left out of our own accord and almost under our own locomotion.
I think we went to Trader Vic's afterwards.
I think we did. But yeah, that's a crazy drink. We should, another time we'll maybe try and do that. I don't know where I'm going to get the, it's larch. I think it needs to be larch.
Mm.
So I don't think cedar would do.
Number nine.
But we'll try it. But if we can do that, then we'll put the picture up of the crazy picture that I have of that cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, sure. You talked out. You're boozed out.
That's it.
Dave's still going strong. Look at him.
Still going on.
He's hale and hearty.
All right. What do you got going on?
You're heading down to sunny, smoky California.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You've got your jumpsuit?
I'm going to the Bahamas. Remember you said we're about to board our plane. We've got to wrap this up.
Our corporate retreat.
We're heading to the Bahamas.
Yes, we are.
Do a brainstorming for the next
come up with
next season?
The 2018 season. We'll be doing the crossover episode, of course.
Yeah. Oh, I love the crossover.
With the Flash?
Sure.
And Star Trek. We're going to be doing the show from 10 forward.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg will be our guest bartender.
Guyan.
An STTNG reference. Nice. Well played.
Oh. Best I can do in a short notice.
You do well.
But if Whoopi was our bartender...
Mm-hmm.
You'd want to reward her, right, for serving you whatever they drink in the 23rd century.
There's no money in the 23rd century.
Oh, that's right. But imagine how surprised she'd be if you did give her some money.
If I gave
what's
her
this?
Federation credits?
No. Well, you give her strips of platinum.
There you go.
Of course.
20 golden pazuzas.
No.
Of course I would. I would pay her for the drink she's just poured for me, or mm-hmm. or created in the replicator, or you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you know,
it's all that synthahol. I'm not tipping on synthahol.
No, I think
what about Klingon blood wine.
Oh yeah,
maybe like some blood wine, maybe.
Yeah, blood wine, sure. You would.
Yeah.
You don't. That doesn't come out of the synthesizer or whatever.
No.
The replicator.
No, you gotta.
And if you're being served by a Klingon bartender.
Oh, yeah, no, if you're served by
you
a Klingon bartender.
There's one thing you've got to do.
You have to.
Oh, you have to. Because there is no honor otherwise.
No.
There's
no honor in shortchanging your server.
There is no honor in not tipping big.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Make these drinks.
Oh.
Fred's choking.